Greetings, G1s, and welcome to episode 10 of Screw Attack Community Radio. In this episode, we have me, Double RPG, along with Kenshiro 3 and Game Judge, providing you with some brief entertainment, and then we will throw it over to the discussion section, as Kenshiro 3 and I will talk with Omega Mario 17 and Carlio about Nintendo's next-generation console speculations, the whole PSN security breach debacle, and the games that we are currently playing. Anyway, let us throw it over to us, the G1s.
And welcome to the first edition of Video Game World Championships. I'm Hack.
Hey, I'm Slash. Enough said.
Alright, today's event we're going to cover is one that's going to be a doozy. The final battle between Mario and Bowser in Super Mario Brothers. Let's get into the action, shall we? Mario was all fired up and smoking with the fire flower to try and deep fry that Bowser Koopa with the flaming fire that is flaming hot like Tabasco sauce. Woo!
What? You just did a product placement. We're gonna get fired, you know.
Ah, who cares? Some people say I'm just a blabbering host with no respect for my co-host.
That's what she said.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I thought so. Anyway, I'd say those people are just haters who don't know how to shut up. Anyway, on with the battle. Mario runs up to Bowser to quickly hit him with the fireballs, but Bowser comes up fast with those hammers from his good old Hammer Bro minions. Mario keeps coming, though, with those fireballs despite the... Huh? Where does that big spiky dude think he is going?
You just couldn't shut up, could you?
What? What do you want, man? I'm just commentating, and you think I'm already annoying for less than a minute or two? Look, we all know that you'll become nothing but turtle soup, but...
Plagiarism.
Can it, jerk? Now, Bowser, you will never get the princess. Not once in your life. Now go back there! Mario wins this fight by default. Enjoy the trip down, Koopa! Well, that was quite a show, huh?
You always get yourself into trouble. I don't know why I always get stuck with you.
Oh, lighten up, buddy. Everything is fine like it always is.
Yeah, well, that's what she said.
Hey, what did I tell you about that?
That was the first episode of Video Game Championships! Join us next time as Sonic takes on Dr. Robotnik!
It's Eggman too, you know!
Whatever.
We hope you enjoyed that show, folks. Good fight, and good night.
Plagiarism!
No kidding.
Games have changed. It's not about games or systems. It's not even about PlaySlaves, Xbox, or Wiitards. It's an endless erosion of consumer rights enforced by the publishers and their terms of service. Downloadable content and a vast perversion of its original intent has become a rationalized, well-oiled, and unending microtransaction. Games have changed. Account lock users buy account locked software and play on account locked systems. Digital rights management inside their software restricts and regulates their actions. Licensing control. Online control. Hacker control. Consumer control. Everything is monitored and kept under control. gaming has changed. The age of products is now the age of service, all in the name of averting catastrophe from pirates and dwindling profits. And he who controls the leash controls those on it. Gaming has changed. When we accept this control, abuse of power becomes routine.
This podcast has been brought to you by Texas, the state where the Screwtech HQ resides, and also the state of stereotypical Southern accents.
We all hope that you enjoyed that few minutes of entertainment with skits and gags that we presented to you. If you wish to star on SCR with your own skits and gags, then be sure to send us an email in the link in the description, or you can private message us on Screw Attack, or send us links to Mega Upload, Rapid Share, or whatever. But anyway, it's now time to get on with the discussion section. Have a great listen, G1s, and I'll see you next month. Hey, what's happening, G1s? This is Double RPG here, and welcome to another episode of the Screw Attack Community Radio Podcast Discussion Section. Like I said, I'm Double RPG, and joining us are...
Kenshiro.
I'm Cardio.
Hey, Boston. What's happening, gamers? It's Omega Mario.
Yeah, it's a four-man ring today, so we have Ken, Carlio, and Omega joining us. I'm glad to have you guys back.
No problem.
Good to be back.
And I'm glad to be here again.
Yeah.
No problem, guys.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be lots of fun. Okay, today's topics we are going to discuss are the rumors, well, not officially rumors, but now officially we're going to talk about Nintendo's Project Cafe or Nintendo Stream about their new next-generation console that's coming out. We'll talk about what we would speculate, you know, the stuff.
The speculations system. Around it. I'm going to sit this one out as I have nothing invested in it. In the next generation, so
okay.
I don't really have an opinion.
All right.
One way or the other.
But he will be coming back to join us when we talk about the whole, you know, George Hotz or Geo Hot and Anonymous attacking Sony, because that's become a really big issue this month.
And this, the outage, the hacking and outage and all that, yeah.
Yeah. And then we are going to end it off with the games that we currently playing or what we're looking forward to, what else we're looking forward to, since we all touched up on that subject in the beginning of this year. But anyway, let's go ahead and get this podcast started. So, Nintendo's Project Cafe, well, basically Nintendo's next generation console has just been announced recently, and basically it's going to be... What?
In case you thought it was like a cafe out of mouth. Cafe, what's it called? Anomad, or like you pop out cafe stuff or something. In case you thought it was like cappuccino things or something, no, it's a console. God damn it.
Well, it's just a code name, Project Cafe, but, or Nintendo Stream. They haven't given an official name of it yet, but, yep,
that's why we called it Nintendo Cappuccino or something. That would be awesome.
They make the disc, you know, they make the disc slider pop out. We can call that the cup drawer. To hold our cappuccino cups. But
Why not? That's where the AVGN, with the 5200, the AVGN stores his beer bottles in the dang
the
compartment.
Controller holder or
controller
whatever.
Controller compartment, yeah.
Yeah.
not to forget the main toaster.
Yeah, and
the toaster oven.
So yeah, that is what Nintendo's next generation console is going to be, and it says that it has graphics that are superior to that of the Xbox 360 and the PS3, but it is an HD system by all means. So, a lot of people are speculating that the price is probably going to be around $350 and $400. Do you guys even think that's going to be the case? Because I don't think.
I think it's going to be around $400 myself.
Yeah. Same here.
I don't see it any less than that, yeah.
If it's like a Wii with HD, and I think it's probably going to be...
It's The HD systems tend to have a higher cost because the higher component costs. Let's put it that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I think to what they were saying about on side-scrollers for this week, they were saying, like, the controllers and everything, like, with the touchscreen and all that embedded into it, it's going to cost a bit. Controller manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, although I did kind of like the, you know, the supposed idea of what the controller's going to look like. Basically, it looks like a Nintendo Wii Classic controller, but it has a touchscreen in the middle. I thought that was actually pretty interesting, but
well, it's better than the freaking the PlayStation Vibrator, aka the Move.
Mhm.
Oh yeah.
Dude, that's over PG-13.
No, that's actually what they—that's actually what people originally referred to the Move design as before they even announced the Move.
They called it the vibrator.
When people they called it the PS dildo, but yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
PS dildo.
The thing was, people had uncovered an old patent by Sony. And that was it. It was patented way back when they first created the PS, the iToy for the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Wii was ever out, they've been working on it. Was one of the things people didn't realize. They waited to this generation to bring it out, and thus are a Wii clone by default. Let's put it that way.
And I know there's some nasty people that use Microsoft Kinect or the camera for Xbox Live Arcade to expose their bodies or whatever if they want to become nudists in front of the camera for Xbox Live because they have that whole video chat thing.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh god.
With Kinect.
One thing I do wonder about is if the touch screens will have the 3D feature, like with the 3DS. I know they said they weren't going to have glasses-less 3D or output on the TV, but I still wonder with the touch screens if they will be able to implement some sort of 3D with it.
That would be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That would be extremely interesting, actually.
It'd be kind of weird to get my head around, but
it also makes me wonder what kind of alternate reality, if they're going to put like a camera on there for like some alternate reality stuff with the games.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe they can, because it's Nintendo we're talking about here.
Mm.
Somehow. Then they have made some pretty crazy stuff.
Well, I really enjoy the freaking head game in with my 3DS. It's fun.
Oh. What's the name of it?
I don't know.
Oh,
Face shooter or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something that Intelligent Systems made. Yeah, that was actually pretty fun.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. I took a picture of my cat. I took a picture of a cat and, basically, I turned it into one of the flying bosses. A cat named Pink.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
Pink
God.
And it's terrible.
I have a hard time trying to align my head to try to, you know, take a picture for that game because
that is hard.
Of yourself, to shoot yourself. That is the best idea ever.
Yeah. But it just makes me wonder if they do implement like a microphone on the camera, then it's kind of falling back to the Famicom, you know, the NES Famicom. It had the controller, you know, with the controller.
Well, we
on,
originally
controller,
did
but,
that. From what I understand, though, the microphone is not going to be part of the thing, though.
Well, that's good.
And mm-hmm. Though I do think they're doing the speaker thing for obvious reasons, but...
Uh-huh.
So the question here, are they going to rely more on touchscreen, or are they going to still be around the motion control stuffy?
I imagine the touchscreen is going to be more like for menu or viewfinding type stuff.
Uh-huh.
Than anything else.
I really hope so, because
off-screen menu navigation is what I'm guessing they're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I mean, for the HUD, whatever. Like what they do with the DS.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It would be good for a Legend of Zelda-esque game, right?
Well, that was another thing I wanted to bring up, too, when we get to the games, is that I recently heard this rumor. I think it was, I think K-Wing told me about this, but he said, since he, you know, since he works with press and he has a good relationship with Nintendo and all, but he says that Skyward Sword may actually get pushed back to be developed for the next generation console in case, you know, if this, you know, comes through, because it seems like Nintendo's falling on its last legs with the Wii right now.
That would be such
a piece. It seems like they're trying to kill it off, let's put it that way. I honestly have thought that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to dry it up.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me. That's why I haven't invested anything yet. I don't have anything invested in Skyward Sword. And if they do that, it'll be an uber douche move. I imagine what they're going to do, though, it'll be like what they did with Twilight Princess. It is still being developed for the Wii, but it will be ported to the cafe.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was kind of horrible on Nintendo's part.
Yeah. But one of the things that interests me is that Miyamoto stated that the reason why they haven't made a lot of games based on their own properties is because they've been focusing on hardware a whole lot, especially when it came to the 3DS and what it...
I thought that was understood, though. I mean, they focus more on the hardware, and then they actually put more time in. That gives them more time to gestate and give ideas, and so that the series don't become, even though they're milked the right way, where they come up with new ideas for every fresh and new ideas for every freaking game.
Uh-huh.
But the besides the odd game, Pokemon! Pokemon!
Well, it just, you know, when he says that, you know, it kind of makes me think of whether or not that, you know, that the next generation console is going to be their last or somewhat, because Miyamoto stated that since they've been working on the technology for their systems, they now finally got to that point to where they can actually put in more emphasis on making a lot of games now.
Well, my worry is they said they want to recapture the hardcore market. The only way to do that is to follow up on their promises and not just pander to the least common denominator or the casual crowd. I'm not saying that making casual games is a bad thing, but we can't have all the shovelware. They also have to... The other key thing is, this is the most important part, they need good third-party support. They haven't had good third-party support since the Super Nintendo was the last time they had good third-party support. The last time they had good third-party support, they dominated the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But the problem since the Nintendo 64 onwards is third-party support. And don't give me the bullshit about the Wii. Shovelware, I hate to say this, but shovelware doesn't count. It's not good third-party support. That's third parties. That's the equivalent of what happened to the Atari 2600. The Atari porn, the Atari...
Yeah.
all of that. Oh, God. You need good third-party support. They need to work with the third parties and not handicap them. They need to basically, I hate to say this, but they need to take a rather Sony and Xbox approach. Let them, an open development platform. Yeah, don't interfere with their development.
Mm-hmm.
Just hands-off development.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. But it just makes me wonder what type of media they're going to use for their games. Is it going to be another optical disc, or is it going to be Blu-ray? Because I heard...
To be honest, I...
If they make Blu-ray, everybody's just going to say, hey, they're copying PS3.
No, they actually have a stake in Blu-ray. It's just a case of... I think they should go with Blu-ray, considering that that's the format that is being adopted. Especially, I hate to say this, even though there are people who don't like to watch videos on there, Blu-ray, that is one of the big draws. Even if you're not trying to be the all media, being able to watch your movies on your system has kind of become the norm.
Okay.
And fuck you, Capcom, for holding Blue Bomber, the Blue Bomber hostage.
Yeah, with Mega Man Legends 3, we're not really too excited about.
And not so much. I see a lot of the trends. Like, I honestly think the Dreamcast fans overrated it quite a bit. It had great potential, but it never really fulfilled that potential. At least not over here.
Right.
And I'm worried that the same things may happen to Nintendo, especially with their record of third-party support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, basically what I'm trying to say is I don't think that Nintendo... I'm not saying that Nintendo is going to pull Sega's mistakes. I'm worried that... Well, it's not that I'm saying Nintendo's dumb like Sega is with their spending habits. I'm worried that they're going to repeat some of the mistakes that killed the Dreamcast. I think the only reason the Dreamcast died is because it jumped the gun. If they had waited the extra 6 months whatever time they had originally they said it would take to incorporate the DVD drive, the Dreamcast would have smashed the PS2.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It would have.
Yeah.
It was just released too early. That was the trouble. Like, because it was around the time of the N64 and the PlayStation, which meant
that... And the advancements... And the graphical leap is not going to be that great as far as for PS... From the PS3 to the PS4 type thing. It'll have DirectX 11, but it's not going to be as great as a lot of people think it will be. It's not going to be like the leap between... the SNES to PlayStation, or PlayStation to PlayStation 2, or PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3 type thing.
Yeah, I don't see there being a huge graphics leap.
It's going to be more of a refinement than anything else.
Right.
Yeah, probably.
Exactly. It is going to be a bit like the Dreamcast, because like I was trying to say, it's before the PS2, meaning developers can tap into the Dreamcast if hard enough.
I like the Dreamcast. It's a case of, I think it's going to end up being a Dreamcast 2 and not in the way that Keith hopes.
But anyway,
yes.
Let's get on with the next topic at hand. And the next topic that we're going to talk about, it's going to be a double feature. It's about the whole case with Sony, you know, between Geohot and...
The whole Sony fiasco.
Yeah, the whole fiasco.
I'm going to be out of this one because I do not really want to talk about it, because I would end up throwing F-bombs and that all over the place.
Let the F-bombs slide, I think, this one time, because I think it would actually show how upset the community is over this.
Yeah.
In
the worst case, RPG can just...
At least just try to stay freaking, alright?
Okay, so basically the whole gist of this is that Sony finally filed a lawsuit against George Hotz, basically because of him using the jailbreak to get, you know, into the PS3 or what. Was that what it is, Ken?
He made he created the jailbreak in order to basically open up the custom firmware and development on the PS3. But he did it in such an asinine and naive way that it basically opened the floodgates to piracy.
Yeah.
His goal was just basically to put back features that were cut from the originally and open up for homebrew. Mm-hmm. But the way he did it was in such an asinine way. I'm for opening up the homebrew, but the way he did it was in such an asinine way. He basically just published the key. He literally gave everyone that could or was interested the keys to the system.
Uh-huh.
Basically.
So wait, you're saying that if he hadn't been such an dumbass about this, we could have avoided
all
this?
If he'd made a bit of a bottleneck... Yeah, if he'd basically given it only to the people he trusted and distributed, you know what I mean? Made an agreement and stuff. It would have saved a lot. Let me put it this way. Any hacker I'm pretty sure would tell you it's dumb to give away your trade secrets.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes.
It's dumb.
Exactly. And that's exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Idiot. Sorry.
It's the same as
idiot.
Magicians. You should never give out secrets to anything that you do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
and that's
the idiot does is give it out to everybody.
And thus, and thus, that's why it led to Sony filing a law. You know, initially filing a lawsuit against him, but then it ended up, you know, getting the
settled.
It ended up getting settled, but then the hacker group Anonymous got in on this case by saying, "What
tension horse?"
Yeah, because they they thought what you know George Hotz was doing was ethical, even though they clearly don't know. That what
it was naive and greatly arrogant. I support what he was trying to do, but he did it in such a naive and arrogant way. He did nothing but cause trouble.
Yeah.
Yes.
It, and basically, Sony, I mean, Anonymous has been doing a lot of things, and supposedly a lot of people speculate that they crashed the PSN and they have, you know, compromised everybody's personal info that they put in.
I need to say something on this. I got a warning from a real life buddy of mine. This is kind of how I found out what I know, what I found out about this. Basically, he indicated that Anon, he indicated that he is or is very close with Anon.
Uh-huh.
Is an Anon or is very close with some of them.
Right.
And if this is them. They did this. It's a case of... They're not actually lying, though. This is the surprise they told them they left for... The nasty surprise they left Sony, so to speak. The other part of this is that... They basically, from the info I've been able to gather and corroborate... it looks like they hacked into the administrator to gain access. They stole his login or whatever, and then they used it to steal the docs, like the personal info of people, and from what I can tell, that personal info is going to be used for a worm that I was warned about that they planted, to basically A, delete the accounts, or B, delete everything in the accounts.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to freaking... From what I've been told, I don't know how entirely reliable the information is, how many people it's gone through, so to speak, but it's sort of matching up for what I've been finding, because if that worm is real, the info that was stolen from the accounts would be needed in order to, in effect, for the worm to work.
Uh-huh.
Let's put it that way.
Right.
They would need your personal details in order to alter your account and stuff.
Ugh.
So,
you know, you know what I feel most? If this worm you speak of is true, then you know what I feel most bad for? If it is, you know what I feel most bad for? The one that doesn't know about this. Like, we all know,
That's why I've been warning my friends. That's why I've been warning my friends to, even after it goes up, do not log your PS3 in for
Mm-hmm. But what about those that doesn't have gamer friends? That doesn't
to make sure shit doesn't happen. I'd say at least try to change your password on computer if you can, but do not log into the Do not log in through the PlayStation itself.
Right.
No.
Don't know.
Don't.
Well, no, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna dash up my family's house like a day or two before I even think it comes back on, so then I can disconnect the wireless network from the PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's why I've literally left. I haven't had mine on since the weekend before all this shit started.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't even know if it's a safe thing to go log in on your computer, because I don't know if the worm's also going to steal info off of that.
Yeah, that's just probably the main thing, because if it's in the main PlayStation network, even if we don't sign in on a PlayStation, if we did do it on the PC, it could do that as well. It could leech off us then.
Yeah.
So in other words, this may actually be somewhat of a PS3 killer.
Let me put it this way. But on the same side, it looks like Sony may be aware of this worm because they are completely rebuilding the network, as in replacing it bit by bit. And they're also going from a backup that they supposedly have verified as clean.
Uh-huh. Supposedly.
Supposedly.
So it looks like they're taking steps to counteract any possible this type of attack. Let me put it that way. So I'm not too worried, but I would be cautious. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Be cautious as in don't go into your PS3 for a month. Cautious, we're talking about.
No, I'd just rather wait until they say where it's officially safe to log back
or
in.
Or wait to see if any fireworks go off, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll probably come out like, oh, but we planned this in like 4 months ahead. La da da da. We have a second worm.
Yeah, and the thing is that there are lots of people and even politics got on Sony's case about them not, you know, notifying everybody.
They're already having a class action lawsuit, which is what I figured was going to happen the minute Sony went down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, no one's to blame but the hackers. Sony is not...
Of course.
I'm actually surprised it took this long for something like this to happen.
Yeah.
Anything with this kind of data is a target. It's only a matter of time once... When you're a target, for hackers, it's only a matter of time and pizza, as they say. It's going to happen. It happened to Xbox. It still happens on Xbox. No matter what anyone says, it still happens. They are not completely secure.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to banks. It happens to Steam. Paying for your service has nothing to do with it. Steam is a free service. But the funny thing is, it is better than PSN or Xbox Live. Pretty much, in the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, today, the Xbox Live is under risk from phishing scams through Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, yeah.
People who are talking about fuck Sony because this happened, it's a matter of time. The only thing I'm pissed off is that they didn't tell us sooner. It's as simple as that. Anyone who's mad that this happened is... I hate to say this. The first thing you need to understand when putting your personal info on the internet is that you are opening yourself up to this kind of attack. Anything, you put yourself at risk at any time. This is an inherent risk of putting your thing. At some top point in time, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If you don't, like, worry about it, like, oh, but this can never happen. Think again.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's just that... It's just really baffling that, you know...
It's lots of probability.
Mm-hmm. It's just, like I said, it's just so baffling that Sony would be hit by a lawsuit when the people suing them should understand who the one to blame is, not the people who are trying so hard
to fix
the problem.
It's not that they don't understand. It's that they don't give a crap. They're just looking for money.
Of course.
They're looking to capitalize on the situation. Class action lawsuit, most likely from a ambulance chaser type thing. A class action specialist. Someone who capitalizes on this kind of thing. Sony should have told us sooner, but... the way people are overreacting about it. That's mm-hmm. all I have to say. Xbox, shut the heck up. You're paying for your account does not help with that as much as you think it is. It does. Well, nowhere near as much. Because it's actually happened to you guys a hell of a lot more than it has happened to us. This is the first time it's happened to us. Remember the Christmas ordeal? Down for 4 days because of this kind of thing?
Right.
Yeah, that was slowly years ago and we got bloody Undertow. Thanks, Microsoft. Undertow. Really?
Well, just leave it up to Microsoft to say that they're trying to be perfect just to cover their own hides.
All I gotta say is Red Ring of Death. That's all.
Yep.
Now, because we got this Modern Warfare 2 phishing scam, I think it's a good idea if we avoid Modern Warfare 2.
This is one of the reasons why, as things become more and more online integrated, more and more is going to become at risk and dependent. And I just don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, just when I thought it was safe to go back on Modern Warfare 2 and actually finally prestige for the first damn time. Not going to happen again, is it?
It's like a dang Pokemon Master. Like somebody put up a blog, a G1 put up a blog about what is a Pokemon Master. And I cracked the joke that a Pokemon Master does not even exist. A Pokemon Master is someone who has caught them all. Problem is, you can never catch them all because they keep adding new ones. It's a rat race. Thus, the Pokemon Master does not exist.
But there was also the thing where Sony did not rule out that credit card information could have been stolen.
It's always a case in this kind of hacking. Even if it is, it's great. They said they can't rule it out, but they think it's highly unlikely. The encryption techniques that they use, like it's like 128-bit hexadecimal or something like that. It's to the point where there are so many permutations, even if they were going full blast, it would take them years to crack unless they had the keys to the... The only way to basically cut through it is to have the keys to the actual encryption.
Right.
Pretty much.
But
I'm not ruling out that they don't have those, though, because that kind of stuff has been hacked into before. I don't know if they have their encryption keys, though.
But should it be on the safe side that people need to, like, change their credit cards or debit cards or whatever, just so they, you know, if their personal information on their, you know, card...
your account. Best thing I can say is change the passwords of everything related to your PSN account and change the passwords on everything related to the related accounts. That way they can't chain link, daisy chain you.
Yeah.
They can't backhack and daisy chain you. Like, say you have your email account. If your thing's tied to your Facebook, change your Facebook. If your Facebook's tied to something else, change that as well. Go through and change everything. They also said that they may have some of the answers to your personal questions. Change them. Even if it has nothing to do with the actual answer, make note of what you put in. Even if the answer is a lie, make note of what you do. Just change the answer. Answers on those questions, like the stuff like your mother's maiden name, just change it. That's all you do.
Okay.
Any account with that uses that personal question, you want to change it. You want to change the answers for any accounts that share the same personal questions. You're going to want to change the answers. It's unlikely that they are going to be able to break into your credit card thing. However, that is not going to stop them from resetting your credit card. Now that if they have your information to get to it, even if they don't have your credit card number, it doesn't stop them from backhacking and finding your account and changing the info if they can find a way in. It also does not stop them from hijacking your PSN account.
Mm-hmm.
Or other accounts. So...
Right.
Yeah. Hello, Damon.
So right now, should we just, you know, remain calm and see what all develops, or do you think this is probably going to lead into
Don't
nowhere?
Panic.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
Yeah, don't
exactly.
Listen to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Make sure you got your towel.
Yeah. But,
make sure.
Everybody, like we said, don't panic because things will get resolved, but we just don't know how long it's going to take before, you know, I guess you could say, when the shit does not hit the fan anymore.
Just monitor your accounts and stuff to make sure there's no charges and report any suspicious activity.
Right.
And don't panic.
But seriously, that is the best advice. Don't panic, because you don't want to end up running around like a chicken with your head cut off and do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because...
Wow. Today's Screw Attack Community Radio, brought to you by Mephological Sayings.
Don't panic.
No, that...
Let's move on to our next topic, shall we?
Just remember, mice are the most evil beings in the universe.
Exactly. Okay, and...
Because they use logic and nothing else.
Right. But if this still keeps going on, if there's anything new to report, we'll be sure to report on that next month. But other than that, we all agree this is going way too far, and hopefully things will get resolved soon, but we don't know how long when.
It's still going on, even though Sony resolved things with GeoHots. Basically, he agreed. They came to an out-of-court settlement. Basically, from what I understand, he agreed not to get on their system anymore, and he also agreed not to produce anything for them. Basically, he signed legal agreements promising not to screw with their tech anymore.
Right.
And basically banning himself from PSN.
Sweet.
But he's currently boycotting Sony products.
Yeah, I wonder why he can't use them.
Yeah,
it makes sense. He can't use them, so
yeah,
kind of hard to not boycott.
Okay, guys, let's go ahead and move on to the.
Let's
final...
talk about happy stuff.
Yeah, I don't think we need to get on the topic anymore. But let's go ahead and move on to the final topic. We'll talk about either the games that we are currently playing or what else we're looking forward to 2011. So I think we should start with Omega first.
Okay.
What have you been playing, or what are you looking forward to?
Well, I've been playing, obviously, a big favorite at Screw Attack, judging by today's side-scrollers, Mortal Kombat.
I hear the play in it is really laggy. I don't know how much of it is network overload or what, but I hear there are some lag issues with it.
It's potential player overload because...
That's what I'm guessing at this point, but yeah.
What are you saying, that there's too much gore in it?
No, it's a case of, like, there's too many people using the network, and basically, let's put it this way, people are unintentionally jamming the phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The phone lines are getting jammed, basically.
Have you had any hair-pulling moments trying to fight against Shao Kahn or Goro or Kentaro or anybody?
Well, as to say, I can beat all the other characters, except when it comes to me fighting Shao Kahn once, and then later on in the story, he kept whooping my butt every day.
That's awesome. It sounds like they returned Shao Kahn to his great cheapness.
They did.
That's awesome.
Seriously.
The only way to get back at him is for you to be cheap yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're using Raiden, seriously, start
torpedo his ass.
Left right A has never become so useful in a fight.
the torpedo, I know.
Or if you're using Liu Kang, make sure you use your fireball or your bicycle kick against him.
Them are so useful.
Yeah, I really do like the combat in that game.
Noob, how nerfed is Noob? Because I remember the original incarnation of Noob was completely broken. The dude had projectile throws and a projectile that could completely disarm his foe, even if they blocked it. Oh, wow. Dear Lord.
Still has him in a way.
Okay, it's not completely broken. Like, he can't literally throw out a shadow to throw... He can't freaking completely disarm you even with his smoke ball, to the point where even if you block it, you can no longer hit him and stuff.
I haven't had that happen to me yet.
Okay, because he had a smoke ball that basically meant you could if it hit you, connected, you could no longer... your punches and kicks basically missed. It was like being hit with blind in Final Fantasy.
Doesn't the smoke ball, if you get hit by the smoke ball, it actually teleports you to like a throw attack in the sky or something like that? I thought smoke does that.
Okay.
You get smoked and you drop from the sky.
Okay, because in the original version, I was wondering, because that was the one thing that really made him broken, was the combo move that you could hit somebody with smoke, and then they literally nullify their entire offense, because they can no longer hit attack. And even if you blocked it, if memory serves me, that even if you blocked it, you'd still have the same effect.
Right. The block could miss. The block could miss.
No, the block, it wasn't the case that the block, if it hit your character at all, he was completely disarmed. It didn't matter of whether you blocked it or not, if memory serves me.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
And then he had that teleport throw where, but he had two different teleport throws. One that worked like the a lateral throw where he sends a shadow running out to your cell, running out to you, and throws you back to him where you could combo or juggle. Uh-huh. Then there's the other one which worked like the Sub-Zero ice rain thing where he literally comes up from the ground, flies up from the ground, grabs you, and then bashes you back into the ground. Similar to how Cyber Smoke did. I may be getting those two confused, but the dude was broken. Everyone knows that throws in MK are broken.
Oh yeah, they are. I mean, even if you try to,
as a projectile throw,
it's within a certain range. If you try to jump on the enemy, they'll automatically grab you. It's like, okay, the throws are just completely broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and so is Shao Kahn's hammer, as I discovered last night.
Oh, yes.
No shit. It was in the original version, too.
Because Ken, he does this, like, swinging with the hammer. He doesn't throw it, he swings it. And if you jump, just flipping, he actually still catches you. And I was sitting there going, this is impossible! And just completely swearing, going,
yeah.
Hit me with the ammo, God's sake. And then just completely lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah, overall, do you like the gameplay and the story?
Yeah, it's quite cool how it all blends in with the cutscenes, because one minute you're cutscening and then, like, the last bit of dialogue is in and then it just goes into the fight, which is pretty cool.
I haven't bought the game because I don't buy anything with the online pass thing, so
I really find it interesting that they decided to humanize Smoke and make Sub-Zero a cyborg.
Yeah, what if Smoke ended up getting away and Sub-Zero was the one caught?
See, this kind of spoilers. Yeah.
Not really because that's already been revealed that it's Cyber Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Who the heck is Noob in this game?
Who the heck is Noob? Still the original Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
The one from Standard NK.
Yeah.
Okay, so then how is there a human Sub-Zero?
Time paradox.
No, not time paradox, Cardio. It's basically the same as the main Mortal Kombat storyline, where the younger brother wants to avenge for the older brother against Scorpion. So that bit's still...
So it's the older brother that got turned into Cyber's sub, in other words. And that his soul ended up going and becoming Noob Saibot.
No.
No, the younger one...
The younger one is Cyber Sub-Zero, and the older one's Noob Saibot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a human Sub-Zero in there as well. That's what I don't get. How can they both be there and Noob Saibot be there as well?
Time paradox. Right, there, I said it.
Sorry.
No, it's not a time paradox. The older brother turned into Noob Saibot, then the younger Sub-Zero is there, blah, 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 to a certain point where he gets captured by the Lin Kuei. Lin Kuei turned him into Cyber Sub-Zero. Boom, boom, pow, sword.
Okay. Alright. Yeah. Well, that's just like one of the things. Sorry. I've been playing Samurai Warriors Chronicles on my 3DS along with Ridge Racer, and I've also been playing Third Birthday, and I'm not too far in it, but it's already coming apart at the seams. Good model and art, but oh god, the story's fubar. The story's completely fubar.
I told you, whenever Motomu Toriyama gets involved with games, he does a really bad job in terms of narrative.
And then there's the plot twist. I already know about the ending plot twist. It's basically, let's put it this way, it gives Till the End of Time a good run for its money. It's like on the level of Till the End of Time, where it basically completely tells the fan base to off.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, I thought they basically were trying to apologize to their fan base.
They basically tried to apologize to the fan base by telling them it was all a dream, that none of it ever happened. They tried to apologize to the fan base by using a plot twist, the same type of plot twist that Till the End of Time used, where none of it actually happened. Oh, guess what? You were never. They basically tried to apologize by saying, "Guess what? We did the worst case scenario."
And you've been trolled.
Yeah, they literally tried to. They do a half-ass apology that ends up doing nothing but insulting the fans even more, mm-hmm. insulting and pissing them off even more. Let's put it that way. I'm not kidding. If anyone's a fan of the original, the plot twist is going to piss you off to no end. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. Is that what you've been playing, Ken?
I've been playing it a bit. Yeah. Not too far into it, like I said. But oh, freaking heck!
Yeah.
I basically got up to the freaking Reapers, and it's like starting to come apart at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
Those freaking Reapers, yeah.
I think they
can start making you malfunction.
I think it would have been nice if they added in the costumes from the original Parasite Eve into the third birthday. Well,
yeah, that would be nice if you could, even if it was like parts of it, you could recreate them.
Yeah.
I do like the damage on the things, but. Oh, Iabria. Boing. All I gotta say is. Nomura, you did an awesome job on that. You did an awesome job on Aya's model.
Yeah.
On her design.
And when you said boing, does that relate to her wearing the French maid outfit?
No, I'm referring to the outfit overall. Mostly her starting outfit.
Yeah.
Boing.
Yeah, Nomura, he has really good character design skills, so...
He's good at rendering stuff, but oftentimes he tends to take an overly anime approach to things. He often oversimplifying things. I honestly think the best artwork I've ever seen him do is when he's trying to reinterpret Amano's artwork.
Like in Dissidia.
Yeah, where he's trying to recreate Amano's artwork in his style. Mm-hmm. I really thought that was some of the best I'd ever seen him do. Especially with, like, Furion and all the
Terra.
Ones that... Yeah. Or X-Death, or Golbez, or any of those. Mm-hmm. He did an awesome job of interpreting his artwork. Of Amano's artwork.
Uh-huh.
With what, like a lot of zippers or something?
Well, it's basically Amano has an overly ornate, intricate design to the point where it's really can be off-putting sometimes, but it's often beautiful. He has a tendency to do the heroin chic, overly intricate design, and Amano's simplistic approach, simplistic color approach tends to moderate that, and it just ends up... ends up being the best of both worlds, really.
Yeah.
With those two. He does an awesome job of... And he ends up moderating the overly heroin chic look, overly ornate and overly heroin chic look, and giving it a cleaner feel, basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
basically.
Okay. All right, Carlio, what have you been playing, or what are you looking forward to?
I have been playing an awful lot of Mario Kart Wii.
Oh.
And I have been... Yes, I bought it.
Duke.
I played it, and then I got it for, like, a birthday present, and then I got a classic controller, and then I have been playing like an awesome dude.
Awesome.
Of course, I've also been playing Pokemon Black and White, because...
Still have not gotten up with that, huh?
He's working on a walkthrough, aren't you?
Yes, oh, I am cool. Working on a walkthrough.
I've worked on a walkthrough myself of a certain hentai game. Reconstructed one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, I haven't published it, but I basically used two different ones to create a fully localized version of one that I used to use.
Uh-huh.
Basically.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm working on
fixing
it even more. Yeah. I'm also looking forward to Duke.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Movies!
Also, I've been playing it enough. I played through Okamiden.
Okamiden. Yeah.
The Okamiden. It's an awesome game.
Yeah, but not as groundbreaking as the original on the PS2 or the Wii. Or PS2, yeah.
You know. Maybe not, but it's still a really, 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 really good game.
Uh-huh.
What have you been playing?
Me?
Yeah.
Well,
you.
I just got...
Besides Ninja Gaiden.
Well...
yeah, besides Ninja Gaiden Sigma.
Well, and Dissidia DOD some Final Fantasy, which I finally got the review finished, but it should be up on Got Game probably tonight, and then it should be ready by tomorrow morning. So, but I will
sadly no review copy.
Yeah, no review
copy.
Keep
dreaming, dude.
Yeah, I bought my copy, you know, with my own money, and I did the review from scratch. So
that was kind of funny, though. A funny way to preview the thing, though.
Yeah. But other than that, the other game that I've been playing the most, I went back on my PS3 and I put in Dead Rising 2 again. And I've been enjoying it a lot more ever since I put it back in. I'm getting close to the end of the 72-hour mode. Basically,
you're going to want help with against TJ.
Or TK.
TK, yeah.
In the overtime mode, yeah. I'll definitely
So, I highly recommend the ninja suit. The ninja suit is broken. Zombies do not grab you unless you do something completely stupid or just stand there, which is also completely stupid. Unless they're a super zombie, then they grab you like normal zombies.
Yeah, but I'll have to wait till the PSN gets back online. So,
yeah,
or we can just play without the PSN on. Simple as that.
Also, I've also went back and played Mega Man X once again because of it coming out on the Virtual Console. Wink, wink. And
that was the easiest Mega Man of, like, the original, let's put it this way. It's the easiest traditional Mega Man game I've ever played.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding. It is by far the easiest of the traditional ones.
Yeah. I learned the learning curve when, you know, fighting Sigma in his second form, so, because I'd always try something else, but I get hurt a lot, but there's a trick where you have to stand in the middle of the stage for the claws to come at you, and you can stand on top of them to hit the rolling shield at the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, Steam Chameleon's a huge freaking help against against Sigma himself. Sigma in the battle against his dog. It's a huge help.
Uh-huh.
Because they can't touch you, and you can keep just completely owning them.
Yeah. And finally, I haven't even started playing it yet, but it's good. I'm going to be playing a GameCube game that's an RPG, but I'm going to be doing that as my next Let's Play, so I'm going to keep that under wraps. I know Ken knows what it is, but I'm going to keep it a secret. So, but other than that, yeah, that's what I've been playing. So
I'd say it's a tale for another day.
Yeah.
Oh, subtle.
Oh, very subtle. Yeah, it's a tale for another day. But anyway, guys, I think we need to go ahead and wrap up here, so...
Can I just apologize for something? Like,
sure, what is it?
Mortal Kombat thing, when I was saying about how Cyber Sub-Zero came to be, sorry for all the spoilers.
Well, I don't think anybody...
I think it's kind of late for that.
People find that. spoilers for a fighting game like that. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't think most people mind fighting game spoilers.
Well,
it's like saying, oh my god, spoilers, Galactus is the final boss of Marvel's Skybound 3.
Oh my, spoilers. It turns out, it's like saying, spoilers, Seth was, Seth is freaking, crap, never mind.
Seth is freaking Seth Killian.
Or no, Seth was the free, Seth is a cheap bastard, or like as a prototype body for Bison.
Yeah.
Everyone knew that.
Like, the thing is, I felt bad while you were talking about.
Well, I think
I don't want to get in trouble.
I think the thing with Mortal Kombat is when you compare it to other fighting games is that it's one that's more story driven.
Nah, not really, but.
Well,
it's more story driven until they get to the gore.
Yeah.
It's
story driven, but the story isn't exactly important. Let's put it that way.
Right. Okay. Well, is that all you had to apologize for, Omega?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and wrap up here, guys. We all hope that you enjoyed this episode of Screwtack Community Radio. And to sign off, we have
Kenshiro 3.
And me, Cardio.
And me, Omega Mario. Also, don't forget, G1 Weekend, Mortal Kombat, Xbox 360, Screw Attack, Join Room. See you there.
Sorry, kids.
All right.
Have fun.
And since Omega plugged, did you have anything to plug, Kenshiro or Cardio?
Well, I'm working on getting a new list, my top 5 favorite Duke Nukem games.
Uh-huh.
And sure, I can plug in my Pokemon White walkthrough. Maybe give you a laugh, maybe it'd help you. I don't really care. As soon as I produce something, I'm alright.
Okay, just a plug for me before we go. I'm still working on Ninja Gaiden Sigma, the LP, and I finally got the review for Dissidio 12 done and should be up, and I should be working on my next review, and that's gonna be an NES game, which is going to be Tiny Toon's Adventures. The game.
Ooh, that one's fun.
Yeah, the Super Mario Brothers 3 clone made by Konami.
That one is fun.
Yes, I'm definitely going to have a lot of fun playing that and doing a review on, because, like I said, I'm trying to make an even blend between retro and current gen reviews now ever since I did Strider, so.
Strider!
Yes. I still love that game.
I'm getting Moondiver.
Oh, Moondiver's freaking awesome.
Moondiver!
Yeah. And for those of you who haven't picked it up, I would wait until, you know, the PSN gets back online, or if you have a 360, just wait by, you know, wait.
Imagine what you would get if Strider had the chaos of Super Smash Brothers, the multiplayer chaos of Super Smash Brothers, and you have an idea.
Yeah. But it's still fun nonetheless. I've got some really good playtime with that game.
Also, Hydrophobia is coming to the freaking PSN and Steam. Yay!
Woo! Also, by the way, you heard about the Mario and Sonic thing, right?
Oh, no, do not get into that, please.
London. Yes, I will. London Olympic.
Stay away.
What's going on?
There's a new Mario and Sonic
in the London Olympic Games.
Oh, dear God!
Yes.
The first thing I thought was Mario with a British accent.
It's a me, good chap! It's me, chap, Mario!
Exactly.
Oh, bollocks! I'm Mario! But anyway, guys, enough from Mario and Sonic talk, and we know how much that game's gonna fail. We'll see you next month on...
Wait!
What?
Okay. Wait, it wouldn't be Mario using a posh accent, it'd be Mario using a Cockney accent.
What seems to be the problem?
It's me, Mario! It's me, Maya!
Also, Dr. Eggman with the top hat.
But anyway, guys, we'll see you next time on SCR. This is Double RPG signing off. Later, guys.
Have fun.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sonic with a Liverpool accent.
Goodbye and good gaming.